That was a long 2 seconds. So basically, when you feel that crookedness, it means that before we can even get one side of the ribcage smaller than the other, we first need to make sure that both sides of the ribcage are even. So the reason why when you're going around there, Tash, and you're seeing or feeling that you can feel the crookedness, and I'm saying to you, you need to make the backbone longer, you need to make the backbone longer, the disconnect, and I think I've thought about this, the disconnect is that without getting both rib cages even first, you can't make the backbone longer. So let me break it down into steps. So when you ride tomorrow, think about it in steps. Step one, she's crooked. Therefore, I need to make both rib cages the same size. Step one. I need to then be able to keep both rib cages the same size and have her head and her head in the middle of her chest. Step two. Step three, I then need to be able to ride a circle line while continuing to keep that straightness of the two rib cages the same size let me rephrase that bit again. So step three, you've got two even rib cages, we've got a head in the middle of the chest, which gives you 4 feet with even weight. You then need to be able to turn a circle without losing that. So the circle itself will create the inside rib cage to be slightly smaller than the other. However, your arm or length of rein on that on the bigger side doesn't get longer. The weight in the feet doesn't change. So you can only ride that circle if she doesn't lose the basic two steps that you've created before on the straight line. So and that will then give you the extra length of backbone that I'm seeking. Ooh, I hope that helps.